Hello, and thanks for joining me today. This is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ. Maybe you're tuning in on the radio, or maybe you're listening to this on our website or podcast. Either way, I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I appreciate your time. This week we're reading from Matthew chapters 24 and 25, and reading what Jesus tells us about being prepared for his second coming, when he comes from heaven in the clouds to punish those who do not obey him, and to reward those who do know God and who do obey him. We've already seen that we need to stay awake and be ready. Today we're going to read in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13, that we need to watch for that day so that we can be prepared. Let's read these first 13 verses from Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with them to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." So here we have an illustration from Jesus of 10 young ladies who were supposed to be part of a wedding party or a wedding procession. They were expected to have lamps or torches prepared for the coming of the bridegroom, and at first they were all prepared. But as the night went on, the groom didn't come and didn't come. 5 of them remained prepared because they had flasks of oil, so they could refill and refuel their lamps. But 5 of them had only brought what their lamps would hold without any extra oil. Their supply ran out. They left and stopped watching so they could buy more oil. And when the bridegroom finally came, they were absent. They hadn't prepared well enough. They weren't watching. Just as our examples yesterday showed us, God expects us to be ready and watching for Jesus' return. If we all know exactly when he's coming, that would make it a lot easier for us. But we don't know, so we need to be ready each day and each moment. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, what if Jesus returned today? Would I be ready? What if he returned at this moment? Would I be ready? We need to work to please God even now while we are on earth. And like the virgins in this story, we will be held accountable individually, each one of us. Just as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10, "So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." We can't depend on others to help us be prepared for his coming and his judgment. We will answer each one for himself or herself. If I have a faithful spouse, but I am not faithful, that won't save me. If I have a faithful church family, but I am not faithful, that won't save me. God will judge each one of us individually. Maybe this story from Jesus reminds you of the song by Fanny Crosby, "Will Jesus Find Us Watching?" The words of that song are taken from this chapter. When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him will he find us watching, with our lamps all trimmed and bright. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother? Ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Thanks for studying with me today on behalf of all of us at the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.